Hi, this is Margot. This is Sunday, June 4th, 2017, and today I'm going to be talking about CERN and updates at CERN. I've got a couple of articles I'm going to read, and I'm also going to be talking about the information that I received back in 2008 and 2009 in channelings with my inner teacher, Brother Juan, and also with the soul of the earth, who I call the Great One. And they talked all about CERN, timeline shifts, consciousness, and ascension. And I've compiled those 16 messages into a book, an ebook, and it's actually all on my YouTube channel. I've read the whole thing in about 30-minute segments, all on my YouTube channel, if anyone is interested. And it's also available on Amazon as an ebook called Ascension Timeline Shifts in Consciousness. And I put that out last year, and Brother Juan and the Great One talk all about CERN and how it's going to be affecting the ascension, and how the Great One talks about when CERN starts really ramping up, that's when it's time to go. And I'm going to be reading excerpts from the book today regarding CERN, and just showing you again how it was so fascinating. I got this information in, and it dovetails everything that's happened since 2008 and the way the grid has been put up, the electronic grid with cell phone towers and HARP and GWEN and now CERN, to put us in this prison, this electromagnetic prison all around the earth, to keep us locked in to a certain frequency. And also the Great One says that they're going to try to take the earth into a pocket dimension to keep it from ascending. And the Great One also says that they will be opening up portals and bringing in demonic entities and beings from other dimensions. And these articles I'm going to read you today, it dovetails exactly the messages that I got in. And so the first one I'm going to read you was on InfoWars, Alex Jones, and it was published June the 2nd. Kit Daniels wrote this. The title is CERN Director Visits Bilderberg, Fueling Fears That Collider Opens Doors to Extra Dimensions. Bilderberg elites take interest in Collider accused of being gateway to other worlds. And the article is not real long. I'm going to read all of it, and I'll leave a link in the description below. The top brass of CERN, which operates the largest particle collider in the world, is attending Bilderberg this year, rekindling fears CERN will cause unfathomable changes to human civilization and may even lead to parallel dimensions. Fabiola Glanati, the Director General of CERN, is an unusual participant at the elitist meeting, known mainly for shaping geopolitical events. But CERN does have a strange relationship with the elite, and its collider has been criticized for harnessing too much power humanity can handle. The collider reportedly generates a magnetic field 100,000 times more powerful than that of Earth's, a concern because human and animal biology, particularly the pineal gland, interacts with the Earth's magnetic field. quote, "It is documented that the pineal gland is sensitive to all types of magnetic fields, including geomagnetic fields of the sun's solar storms, and also extremely sensitive to tissue calcification, especially when exposed to fluoride, which is also magnetically attracted to the pineal gland, causing a number of mental disorders," unquote, wrote blogger Dylan Charles. Quote, "Ancient cultures and modern spiritualists believe that the pineal gland is the location of the third eye, the seat of the human soul, as deducted by the French philosopher René Descartes, and that it regulates our conscious awareness. Brain scans reveal that pineal gland activity increases with meditation, and many people also believe that the pineal gland can be tuned into certain frequencies, which can result in a sense of euphoria and connection with universal oneness," unquote. Is Bilderberg discussing the future implications CERN will have on humanity, or is there an even more sinister reason for Glanati's invitation? For one thing, physicist Sergio Bertolucci publicly admitted that the collider could potentially open up a door to an extra dimension. "Out of this door might come something, or we might send something through it," he said. And last year, CERN was the site of a mock human execution based on an occult ritual. This ritual was conducted directly next to the statue of the Hindu god Shiva that stands at the entrance to CERN, reported journalist Michael Snyder. In Hindu lore, Shiva is the god of destruction, and this spot was obviously purposely chosen. And that's the end of the article. And speaking of the pineal gland, it's very important, and when I work with people in my work of removing implants and restoring your divine connection, the pineal gland has to be totally clear of implants and fully functioning along with the pituitary gland. And I see, I do a lot of energetic work with people on their pineal glands, and the angels work with them as well to get it all functioning the way it needs to be. I see quite a few implants on people's pineal glands. A lot of them have been totally shut down with different things that have happened to them, or if they're drinking fluoridated water, like the article says, or if they're eating a lot of toxic food, it can totally shut it down. And to get your inner vision, so that you can actually see into the other realms, which is the third eye, you have to have the pineal gland opened. And not only that, you have to have your other chakras open and in balance and functioning the way they're supposed to. It's not just one, it's all of them. And if you've had your chakras removed, it's not going to work. Or if you've had them messed with, or if you've done a lot of psychedelics and done a lot of kicking your body, yourself out of your body, a lot of astral projection, it's going to be really difficult. Unless you really know what you're doing, and unless you're protected, and most people don't know what they're doing, and they're not protected when they go out in these realms, and so they end up with a lot of demonic entities attached to them, and a lot of implants and a lot of control mechanisms that have been put in their energetic field. So it's not simple, it's not a simple process, but I do work with people to get them opened up and cleared up and cleaned up energetically and spiritually. And this is just, but this, back to what we're talking about here. This is just more proof that the dark side knows exactly what they're doing by screwing around with CERN. And not only is it the human's pineal gland that interacts with Earth's magnetic field, but the animals too. Like the sea life, they have magnetite in their brains too, so that they know where magnetic north is, and if the magnetosphere is messed up, then they don't know which way to go. But they can't hone in to magnetic north. And the same thing with the birds. The birds hone into magnetic north, and so that they know which way to go with the seasons. And so if that's messed up, they could be going the wrong way and can be crashing into things. So, and they don't know where to go. And the same thing with the bees. You know, they get lost from their colonies and can't find their way home. It's all very diabolical. It's very diabolical, and it's a satanic plan to bring down God's creation. That's what I think. Okay, the second article that I'm going to read was published on June the 1st from IBT, U.S. News, IBT. And this one is called Future Circular Collider Particle Accelerator to Succeed LHC Will Be Three Times as Big. And this is written by Himanshu Goenka. Over 500 scientists and researchers are meeting in Berlin from May 29th to June 2nd to discuss the plans for the Future Circular Collider, a massive particle accelerator that is expected to succeed the Large Hadron Collider. In the meeting, the attendees are reviewing progress on the concepts for the FCC, which will be three times as big as and seven times more powerful than the LHC, or Large Hadron Collider. Compared to the LHC's 27-kilometer or 17 miles long looping tunnel, the FCC will be 80 to 100 kilometers circular collider, sitting just south of the world's current largest particle accelerator, straddling the Swiss-French border. Compared to the 13 TeV of energy reached by the LHC in its 2015 run, which is the current world record, though it could be bettered during the ongoing 2017 run, the FCC could smash particles with power up to 100 TeV. That amount of energy is roughly equivalent to 10 million lightning strikes. The LHC's current run lasts through 2018, and the accelerator will need to be upgraded in the mid-2020s to boost its rate of particle collisions. But another collider with higher energy capabilities is needed to go beyond what the LHC is capable of. The confirmation of the existence of the Higgs boson made by the LHC in 2012 opened up many new questions for scientists, at least some of which they hope the FCC will help them answer. When you look into things like the movement of galaxies, we see that we can only understand and explain about 5% of what we observe. But with questions like the so-called problem of dark matter, which is linked to the fact that galaxies and stars are not moving as you would expect them to, the only explanation we have is that there must be matter we do not see, which distorts the movement accordingly. And this was said by Michael Benedict, leader of the FCC, in an interview by Horizons, a science publication by the EU, explaining the benefits the energy jump might provide. Benedict is also the project coordinator of EuroCERCO, a European-funded four-year study to determine the experiments and technology needed for the FCC. The study has representatives from 110 institutes spread across 32 countries. A conceptual design report, it will document the accelerator infrastructures and experiments, as well as a plethora of physics studies proving FCC's ability to match the long-term needs of global high-energy physics programs, which originally scheduled to be delivered by 2019. But the Horizon report suggests, citing Benedict, it could be moved up to 2018. Testing of some possible FCC components and prototypes is already ongoing, such as an advanced cryogenic beam vacuum system required for the collider being tested in Germany. Benedict was confident that the final design will lead to the performance we want and need. However, it will likely take over 20 years before the FCC is actually operational. For prospective time taken for such designs, the LHC took almost 30 years to get up and running from the time initial planning for it began. That's the end of that article. So I'm going to leave that link below. And they have a map of the proposed future circular collider that is 80 to 100 kilometers long in a circular tunnel. And it's directly south of the LHC, but their paths overlap. I don't know if one is going to be above the other or how that's going to be. But it actually goes under a lake. And in these, it's very crazy. But it does overlap, the circles overlap. And so if you go to this article, you can see exactly where it's planned and they've got pictures. But this is very disturbing. I also did a little research on the number of particle accelerators in particle physics, how many there are, when they were started, how long this has been going on. And this is from Wikipedia, and I'll leave a link to this article as well below. And this has been going on. The first one was started in Germany in 1928. Just in case you want to know. So this has been going on for 90 years almost. I mean, it's 2017. So 1928 is about 90 years. 89 years is when it first started in Germany. So someone knew, and this was before computers and before, you know, everything, you know, digital stuff. And so someone knew, the Germans knew, and they were being guided how to do their research and what to do and where. And it's, you know, they probably had alien technology that they were working from and doing back engineering from way back then, for all I know. And the LHC is not the only Hadron Collider. There are others. There's one or a few at the University of California at Berkeley. The first one was in 1931, and it was a 9-inch cyclotron in 1931. Then they made another one in 1932 that was 11 inches at Berkeley. And then from 32 to 36, they did a 27-inch one at Berkeley. And then from 1937 to 38, they did a 37-inch one. So they were getting progressively bigger at Berkeley. Then they did one at 1939, still to the present, a 60-inch cyclotron, University of California at Berkeley. Then in 1942 to the present, at Berkeley Rad Lab, a 184-inch cyclotron. And then we've got the Oak Ridge National Laboratory from 1943 to the present, calutrons. Harvard, 1949 to 2002, Harvard Cyclotron Laboratory, 95-inch cyclotron. University of California, Berkeley, 1950 to the present. Isochronos cyclotron. And in Germany, I can't say this name, I know I'm going to butcher it, Forschungszentrum, Jülich, Germany. I don't know German. I don't know how to pronounce that. I did the best I could. From 1967 to the present, a Jülich, J-U-L-I-C. So, you've got those. And it just goes on and on and on. And then you... this is so... I mean, there's hundreds. I mean, literally hundreds, and a lot of them are still operating into the present, so many of them. And what if they're all connected together with quantum computers? What if they're all connected together and putting all their information in together? Why not? Into the big brain that's controlling everything. So, now we're going to go to Brother One. And how it plays into these channeled messages and what we can do and what we need to do to prepare to try and get out. To try and get out before we get trapped in this pocket dimension. And the first time CERN was mentioned was in this channeling that I did on December 25th, 2008. It was at the end of the channeling. Trying to find it here. I'm scrolling through. Where the Great One is talking to us. We've gathered and the Great One has talked to us. Yes, my friend, you are very humble, speaking to Brother One. Your teachings are very subtle but very powerful and very correct. They allow the student to grow in his own way once the blocks are removed. Most teachers do not allow a student to evolve in a different way than they themselves did, but I see that is different here. This is good. In the meantime, I wish for all of you to continue meditating. Remain calm. Know that when it is time, there will be no doubt, and I will take you with me. You will ascend with me. I will let no harm come to any of you. Time is running short. It may happen before May. I do not know. Now, this was back in 2008, so obviously it didn't happen, but it's the message that's important. I must finish the last timeline, though, however long that takes. I'm on a deadline before they start traveling into the other dimensions with their ships and nuclear warheads. My deadline is when CERN is up and running. we will be done before then. So, the Great One implies here that the dark side is wanting to open up portals to other dimensions and take spaceships with nuclear warheads into the other dimensions. She says ships and nuclear warheads into other dimensions. So, that was right at the end of that message on Christmas, December 25th. The next dimension is 2 days later, December 27th, 2008. The next message was December 27th, 2008. And it's channeling from Brother One. And we're asking Brother One when he sees everything happening. When? And he says, "My students, it is so difficult to predict a day and time, but I still see the same time frame because CERN may be postponed again because of the economy. I just don't know yet. When HDTV kicks in, everything will speed up even further. The towers you saw are all being put in to control the frequencies and to control the minds of everyone. They want to make one great mind that will be controlled by the push of a button from the computer. That is their goal. We will not let that happen." Oh man, and we're so close to that. And they're talking about that right now. I divert from the channeling here. But this is exactly what they're talking about. The huge mind control thing going on. Okay, back to this. "The Great One is much more powerful than the ones that are trying to put this in motion. They think they can harness energy of the Earth and that it will just cooperate and let them do that. They do not know. Watch for great changes, great changes. There will be disasters. There will be many problems with HD. There will be phenomena in the air that will be displaced as a result of it. There will be accidents. People will be affected in strange ways from this energy, for these are not mere microwaves. These are not mere high-density signals. These are a combination of waves coming in, all piggybacked on top of one another. It is like a multi-stream of waves. They will be pulsing at all different rates and harmonized together into one rate. There will be frequencies in one frequency. When it hits the target, it will disperse into other frequencies. There will be many accidents and disasters, but they plan on putting it in motion and keeping it in motion. This will bring the end along with CERN, the end of the timeline." And he says to not worry, that we'll be taken out before everything really kicks in. He says you will be taken out and you will be safe. You've been taken many times. Do not think that your crew will let you stay here if it is not safe. This is all for the experience, my students. And he says you must help the Earth. You cannot help the Earth if you are not here, for the Earth needs your energy. With you living in its realm and on its surface, you are feeding it and it is feeding you. You're bringing down the cosmic energy to help the Earth. Visualize yourself as a battery for the Earth, a conduit bringing down energy from the heavens into your body. See yourself as a tree. This is a meditation everyone needs to be doing, to see yourself as a tree. The roots conduct the energy into the earth. The leaves and branches conduct the energy into the air for the earth soul. This is how you will help it. Do this meditation daily, and you will become more in tune with the earth. He says to remain calm. He says, I know these are very frightening times, but you have been prepared. People must learn to get their inspiration and energy from cosmic sources. They must look outside of 3D. They must search and ask for help outside of 3D. At this point, everyone is so caught up in what is going to happen, they cannot go within. If they have not awakened or begun to awaken by now, they will not. Some of them will be presented with it and will start to wake up, but they will shut down, for it is too late. The earth is going to ascend. Enough people have awakened to help her ascend, even if no one else awakens. If others wake up, that is great, but for now, just continue as you are, and do the meditation daily, bringing the cosmic into your body and dispersing it into the earth. It is all important. Remain calm. Do not do anything hastily. All is well. That was all from December 27th, 2008. Anyway, then on January 21st, 2009, the Great One talks about CERN and trying to keep CERN from going online because the changes are happening faster and faster. And that once it goes online, they will try to imprison everyone and imprison the soul of the earth, the essence of the earth. That they're trying to manipulate our minds. And that everyone must stay focused. You've got to stay focused. And they were all functioning kind of in a dream state. And in this same message, she says, the Dark Ones are planning very bad things. They're trying to pull all the energy from the other dimensions, from the Dark Ones who are controlling them. They are using high magic and technology together. Well, there you go. High magic and technology together. That's what that ritual outside of CERN was last year. High magic and technology together. She goes on, this is what HARP, CERN, and Gwyn are trying to do. They're trying to merge all of these different arrays and technologies. The Dark Ones have instructed them in this. They are using the blood sacrifices to ground their efforts to the earth, to bring it into 3D. They have to have the blood to make it manifest in 3D because it is the essence of my soul. They have to make it and birth it into 3D with the blood. They are planning extra rituals in the next few weeks. This is why things are speeding up. I cannot allow these things to take place any longer. So there you go. She says it right there. Back in 2009, merging the blood rituals, the blood sacrifices with technology. She says you must be strong, that they're trying to trap her soul. They're trying to turn everyone into robots, trying to follow the program. And we need to fight it. And the only way we can really fight it is mentally and spiritually. so that we won't be robots. It's hard. A lot of people have already sold out. A lot of people are robotic. So, then here's a channeling on June 30th on 2009, saying that if CERN did not go online by June in 2009, then the beam out time would be postponed, that it's all depending on CERN. Says they will open the dark portal once CERN becomes fully operational, and that we will have to have you out before then. And then the soul of the Earth will take care of the rest. Says she is preparing for the great battle. We will watch and support her and help her all we can. You will still be observing, but you will not be in it, and you must be strong. That was from Brother Juan. Here's another one, February 22nd, 2009. Message from the Great One. She says they will open these dark portals before CERN is online. I have no control over that. Well, I can honestly say I've seen stuff. In my work, I've seen stuff that I think came through the dark portals. She says, I have no control over that. But there are also more of your brothers coming in as well. You are not alone. I am not alone. Our help is waiting and in the wings. Says we're in the dream state and that we're getting less dense. And we're here to witness. You will see much of the destruction. You will see much of the takeover. It is literally a physical takeover. You will see the demonic ones as they morph. It is for you to witness. And she says, I will let no harm come to you. A lot of us are here just to witness what's going on, because once we get out of here, we will be testifying in God's court against Satan and against all the demonic things that have happened to us and to the great, beautiful creation, how it was taken over. She says they are tuning up CERN and all the other projects that have been using my energy. They are calibrating them. They are trying to shut down my portals, but they cannot. They are not wanting to release my fury prematurely. They are playing a game of Russian roulette. They know that if they release my fury, then all that they have planned will fail. They think they are smarter than I am, but they are not. We will use their electronic prison for them. It will happen in the blink of an eye. You will be here one moment, and then you will be there, and it will all be over. And she said they're trying to create another dimension, another pocket in which they keep everything going their way, where they can move in and out of any timeline, any dimension, and any frequency, because they are out of time and out of any dimension. What does that sound like? That sounds like CERN to me. This is what they are hoping to create, an eternal place for themselves, and of course key ones to be their slaves, to serve them and to fuel them. They have taken the infinite energy and prostituted it, torn it, trying to make it into a different kind of energy for themselves. They are trying to take the God mind, the Higgs boson particle, and the God energy and twist it and morph it to feed them, to feed this dark evilness for the rest of eternity. And they don't care if Earth is destroyed, she says. They are merely using it to create this other dimension, a pocket out of time and out of space where they can exist for all eternity. And they have no clue what they are doing. The one they worship is so dark and so evil. They believe anything he says. They believe him to be God. He is God to them, but he is demonic. He is a demonic God. You can call him Lucifer. You can call him Satan. He is the great demonic God that has been embodied here. I am telling you, I will not let this happen. We have great forces here to help us to keep that from happening. But we cannot act prematurely, for everything must be cosmically aligned for the ascension. This is what is planned. Get this message to the world. It is very important. And so, you know, that was back in 2009, folks. 2009. And there's message after message after message that I've gotten. So, I think it's pretty clear that these channelings are right on. The channelings are right on. Everything I got in is right on. And since then, my third eye has totally opened. My inner vision has totally opened. And we have to prepare spiritually. This is the only thing we can do. And I know a lot of people are talking about Nibiru coming and, you know, earth changes and where to go to be safe. And there is no safe place. There is no safe place. If you go underground, you know, how long is that going to be safe? If the earth is torn apart, if mountains are coming up and going down and water sloshing all over the place, you think you're going to be safe? I mean, you're going to be tossed around and or crushed to death or, you know, whatever. And then all of the nuclear reactors are going to explode and you're going to have all that nuclear waste and stuff going everywhere. And when people say, well, I want to move to a safe place and live in a peaceful community with people of like mind, all you're doing is fooling yourself and buying yourself maybe a little bit of time. But, you know, it's all over. And I totally agree with Dr. Chapalone and him saying that, you know, the time for this experiment is over. Evil has to leave. It has to go away. And it's very obvious that until this third dimension is done away with, all of 3D is done away with, the dark mind is just going to keep extrapolating more and more and more of what it can do. And now, you know, the LHC CERN was not big enough. Now they've got to make one 3 times bigger. 3 times bigger. And what is that going to do? What is that going to do? I'm telling you what that's going to do. That's going to keep us locked into our own private hell. 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 I'm telling you. And that's where Satan wants to rule, his own hell. And he's going to try and get away from judgment. And he's putting this on a very quick timeline, hoping that things will happen so that he can get all this done before the earth is destroyed. So, and before the earth ascends. So, we're still here. I don't know when it's going to happen. I hope we ascend really soon. I have no clue. I'm still here, and, you know, very few humans with souls are still here. And I'm still helping the few that are contacting me. and my work is not for everyone. I work directly with God and Jesus and the angels to get people freed and to get them reconnected with their divine connection, to help them, you know, discern and discern the truth. But if you're full of implants and false reality, false beliefs, you can't discern. So, and another last story. I saw self-replicating DNA computer. I saw that story. So it's all over. It's all over. This is the last generation of humans. We're already GMO'd with everything that they've sprayed down and put into the food and water. And it's changing us. It's changing our DNA. It's changing everything around us and in us. So the only way out is spiritually. And so that's my message. If you haven't gotten right with God, now's the time. If you haven't called on Jesus and gotten right with Jesus and the angels, now's the time. Time is up, folks. Now's the time. So, if anyone would like to work with me, you may contact me through my website, margoshealingcorner.com. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. And my YouTube channel is Margo's Healing Corner. So until next time, take care, and God bless. Thank you.